Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for June 1st, 2023, a Thursday. Stand up for your country. I want to welcome all of our new BillO'Reilly.com premium and concierge members. We have had a surge into this operation. And some people get, you know what I do from my past experiences at Fox and ABC and CBS, but others don't. They're kind of sitting there going, what's this? Because we're so different. And tonight in this broadcast, we're going to prove that once again. So cable news ratings for May are out today. And they are not good news. All right. The cable news industry is on the eve of destruction. Remember that song? In the early 1970s, the eve of destruction. Well, that's where cable news is. Network news is already gone. Nobody watches it. It has no influence at all. And then if cable news evaporates, which it is, and it's not coming back because they don't have the management any longer with the vision to keep you interested. It's just about that. And a lot of people have a lot of individual beefs with the three cable news stations. Anyway, we are here to fill that gap, and I'm going to prove that tonight to you, because we provide honest news analysis that is based on reality. It's a very key word, reality, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So let's do the debt deal, okay? It's a boring subject to me. I like the more exciting stuff, but it's very important. So the reality is that conservative Republicans do not have enough votes to get what they want in Congress. That's it. They don't have the votes. And they're not even close to having the votes. These are conservative Republicans. So when you hear someone come on television and say, Speaker McCarthy's an idiot for caving into the Democrats, when you hear that, you know it's coming from the land of Oz, O-Z, okay? It's coming from the Scarecrow, the Lion, and Toto. Because the Republican Party has no power to pass legislation in this country because the Democrats control the Senate and the White House. Now, McCarthy got a decent deal. He stopped the spending for 2 years, the massive growth of spending. Still going to spend the money, but no more. Capped it. He's playing the long game, as I said yesterday. He's trying to get to 2024, hoping the American public will finally wake up to the destruction that progressive Democrats are causing this nation and every single one of us. That's what McCarthy is hoping, that they'll finally wake up and then vote for the counter to that, which is the Republican Party. And as you know, I'm not a party guy, but anything to stop progressive Democrats. So whether that will happen or not, we don't know. I mean, it's a very complicated situation with the presidency and with a lot of Americans not paying attention. They don't know what's going on, but they do know they're paying a lot more money for food and gasoline and probably everything else. They know that. You want more of that? Okay, you vote for the Democrats in 24. So right now, the Republican Party has to basically block. Now, the Democratic Party, it doesn't want to cut spending at all. It wants to increase it. Why? Because that's all they have. Democratic Party's platform is very simple. We'll give you stuff. That's it. They have no problem solving on the agenda, none. They have no vision of the future for America. They have no respect for our past. Well, we're bad. We're terrible, which is why we have to blow up everything. The only thing the Democratic Party stands for now is giving people free stuff. And it's not really free because it comes from the taxpayer. That's all. That's all I got. So they're going to up and up and up and up and up until the whole country goes over the fiscal cliff. And a lot of the socialists would love that, because then the federal government have to step in and run everything, which is what the socialists want. Okay, so the vote to have the compromise wasn't even close in the House. It was 314 to 117, all right? And 71 Republicans voted against it. And you heard them. They're playing to their crew. They're all far-right conservatives, and they're playing to that constituency. My question is, are you really looking out for the country by playing to your crew? You can answer that yourself. All right, now, I predicted all of this would happen. I don't want to be an arrogant jerk, but you are spending time and some money in some cases watching me, and I've got to remind you about how accurate we are. I said this on April 20th. Go. So the two sides are staked out. Democrats, Biden, we don't want to cut any spending. We want to spend more. And the Republicans will give you a debt ceiling raise now, but you're going to have to cut spending for the next 10 years in order to get it. Okay? I don't want to get into the weeds, but that's essentially the both sides. So what's going to happen? There'll be a compromise. There you go. Again, that was April 20th. Now, it was always a phony story because people who understand how the government works, and I did text Speaker McCarthy today, and it's good for me to have access to the very powerful people. And again, he's playing the long game. I don't know if it's going to be successful or not. I don't. Okay? I will say one thing, and I know this will be controversial. Zealotry is not in your best interest. It's not. And I know a lot of people making a lot of money on being zealots on both sides. It's not in your best interest. A clear vision of trying to make America as strong as possible and as prosperous, that's in your best interest. All right. Now, Donald Trump said this. I'm going to quote it. Republicans should not make a deal on the debt, unless they get everything they want, including the kitchen sink. That's the way the Democrats have always dealt with us. Do not fold. Donald Trump had to know, if no deal was reached, that the stock market would have been down 2,000 points and that inflation would have been ignited and that economic chaos would have descended on America as foreign investors who buy our bonds and pump billions of dollars into our economy would have stopped doing that. Trump is smart economically. He had to know that. Yet Trump is tweeting out, don't compromise. Why? Because economic chaos works to Donald Trump's advantage. It does. And if you have been reading my messages of the day, I spell it out. In times of economic trouble, people turn to what they call a political strongman, which is Donald Trump. Okay, that's the only explanation. I haven't talked to him about it, but that tweet, I mean, you don't want economic chaos, even if it hurts Biden. And believe me, the press would turn it all around and say it's the Republicans' fault, the economy, they didn't make the deal. And there are enough uninformed people, swing voters or, you know, distracted voters, whatever you want to call them, that the Republicans would get blamed. And the people who really don't know what's going on would vote for the other party. So you go, you have to see the big picture. And that's the memo. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the first TV now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the first TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, so President Biden's out in Colorado Springs, commencement address, the U.S. Air Force Academy. I'll play you a very short clip because he really didn't say anything. Go.
One of the greatest strengths the United States of America brings to this effort is one of the greatest assets you will harness throughout your careers. It's our unmatched network of alliances and partners, allies and partners.
Okay, you know, fine. I feel sorry for the cadets standing there. Not because Biden said anything offensive or ridiculous. He was just boring. Just boring. You know, I don't know. If I'm standing there and I'm guys going on and I'm going like this. Okay. This is a great story. And I bet you haven't heard it. The Air Force somehow approved a drag show to honor Pride Month at the Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. A drag show at the Air Force Base. So, Defense Secretary Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Milley both said, no, we're canceling the drag show. Why did they do that? Because of Target, Bud Light, LA Dodgers. You can't do it. But why would you have a drag show at an Air Force base anyway? So insane. So insane. But it's not happening. So let's go over the Republican candidates for president. I have not done that yet. And there's enough of them in there now so we can run them down. I'm not going to do the people who have no chance and don't poll above 2%. I just don't have time to do it. I don't want to waste your time. So Trump is the leader in all the polls, 76 years old. You know him. He's not going to change. He did a decent job running the country, in my opinion, yet he remains a bomb thrower who is divisive. Okay, he's the leader. Coming up second, Governor DeSantis. Does not have the charisma that Trump has personally, but ran the Florida situation very well, in my opinion. He did a very good job in Florida. And the proof is that hundreds of thousands of people are moving to his state. And it's darn hot there in the summer. For 6 months, if you're going to move to Florida, you got to like that heat and humidity. Third, Nikki Haley, former UN ambassador, governor of South Carolina. Very smart woman. I'm not particularly impressed with her achievement sheet, but, you know, she's running for vice president. Trump would never put her on the second, but DeSantis might. That's what she's running for. Then we got VP Mike Pence, who's going to do a CNN town hall and is going to announce, I guess, next week that he's going to run for president. I don't know who his constituency is. The MAGA people hate him, so he's not going to get any, not going to peel off any votes from Trump. DeSantis, I think, is a much more enthusiastic culture warrior than Pence. So I don't think that the culture warriors are going to go to Pence when they have DeSantis in a race. I don't know who the vice president is hoping to get to vote for him. Very smart man, very honest man, could run the country efficiently, in my opinion. All right. But I don't see who's going to vote for him. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, not a particularly impressive resume in the Senate, a lot like Barack Obama was. But Scott is an honest man, a great American success story. I believe he has a shot to be on the second. And I think that's why he's running. Knows he's not going to win, but he'd like to be vice president. Okay. And finally, Chris Christie says he's going to announce. But again, who is going to support Chris Christie? So what he's going to do is run for president and just try to destroy Trump because he hates Trump and vice versa. They used to be pals. But Christie, again, like Pence, I'm not sure who's going to vote for Chris Christie in the Republican Party. who? So neither man has a chance. The only people at this point in history, and I could change, that have a chance are Trump and DeSantis. That's it. They both have the money. Remember, money is ultra important because most people don't know who Tim Scott is or Nikki Haley. They don't know who they are. I mean, you do because you follow the news, but most people don't. And you got to have money to get that name recognition and ID. All right, now I'll periodically update the Republican sweepstakes. On the Democratic side, it's RFK Jr. Versus Biden. RFK Jr. is going to do a News Nation town hall, I understand. I may analyze that both here and on News Nation. I don't see RFK Jr. at this point challenging the Democratic establishment, but as I've said, I don't think Biden's going to run again. But it wouldn't default to Bobby Kennedy Jr. Okay? I don't know who Michelle Obama keeps rattling around in my mind, but I don't know. Let's go to Christopher Wray, FBI update. So the White House is now involved in this. A guy named Ian Sams, S-A-M-S, I don't even know who this guy is, but I guess he's in the communications department at the White House. He tweeted this out about the FBI investigation and not handing over documents to Congress. This silly charade by James Comer, the congressman who heads the Oversight Committee, shed another reminder that his so-called investigations are political stunts, not meant to uncover facts, but to spread thin innuendo to attack the president, get himself media attention, and the Fox News spotlight. Well, with Fox News declining rapidly in the ratings, I'm not sure how bright that spotlight is. And it's a dopey statement anyway, because there's enough circumstantial evidence now to say that we need a serious investigation of the Biden family, including the president. I mean, if you don't know that now, then you're a dunce. D-U-N-C-E. The circumstantial evidence is unbelievably powerful. And we're talking about bank records and laptops and testimony and whistleblowers. But the FBI doesn't seem to want to investigate it because Ray works for Biden, even though he was appointed by Trump. And Merrick Garland, forget about it. He's not Elliot Ness. Okay, so what's going to happen? Well, the House is going to go after Ray. And they'll probably convict him of contempt of Congress. But nothing will happen like Eric Holder was convicted of contempt of Congress in a Fast and Furious investigation under Barack Obama. Nothing happened to Holder. Nothing's going to happen to Ray. Ray knows that. So it's kind of a stalemate, I guess. Next week, there's going to be, it'll up the ante. Now, what this does is it brings attention to the allegation. And we live in the United States of allegation. So I know some of you have convicted Joe Biden of bribery and other things. I know you have, but that's not fair because the other side convicted Donald Trump of consorting with Russia. Remember? They convicted him all day long, and it turned out to be bogus. This could turn out to be bogus. Could, possible, as far as the Joe Biden connection is concerned. Hunter Biden, he did it. He took the money. And whether his father enabled him, I think his father did. But did Joe Biden as vice president get money from Hunter? That's the question. And I don't know. And I'm not convicting anybody because we don't do that here. Okay, are we all up to speed on that? I'm on this case. I think this is very, very important. And I think that this will influence the 24 election and Joe Biden's candidacy. Okay. I was on with Buck and Sexton and today on a radio. And I said, I still don't think Biden's going to run. And this is part of it. But I could be very wrong on that. Okay, let's go to propaganda. ABC, run by Disney, the most woke corporation in the world, Disney Corporation, last night, 8 to 11, 3 hours, runs the 1619 Project. Okay? The good news is only 1.5 million people watched. That's a disaster. No one watched this. More people are watching and listening to me right now than watch that foolish thing on ABC. Okay, let's walk through this. First, a short clip of what you did not see on ABC last night. Go.
These African men and women from different nations all shackled together in the hull of a ship. They were one people now. And although they tried to break our ancestors, to erase our identities, we forged a new culture of our own, giving birth to ourselves. It didn't matter, we were told, that by virtue of our bondage, we would never be American, because it was by virtue of our bondage that we became the most American of all.
You know what a bunch of blather. All right, who told you that by virtue of our bondage, you would never become an American? Who? Some slave owner? Some racist Confederate? Who? Wasn't Abraham Lincoln? Wasn't the abolitionist movement in the North? They didn't tell you that. What a bunch of bull. Okay. Now, the project, the 1619 Project, was engineered by a New York Times reporter, I guess, Nicole Hannah Jones. She wins a Pulitzer Prize in 2020 for this piece of propaganda. Okay? Here's how it was described. Quote, the 1619 Project is an artistic and journalistic project of the New York Times Magazine that asserts the central event in the founding of the United States was the first importation of enslaved Africans to Virginia in 1619 and not the Declaration of Independence in 1776 or the drafting of the U.S. Constitution in 1787. The project further asserts that U.S. history and modern America are best understood as completely dependent upon the institution of slavery. That is just blather. That is so ridiculous, and I know. So my upcoming book, Killing the Witches, out September 26th, puts you on the Mayflower, coming here from England, okay? And then chronicles how the Massachusetts Bay Colony dominated 17th century America. There was slavery in the Bay Colony, but very little. Okay, it was not an industry as it was in the agrarian South. And the North, in the development of America, dominated in every way. The South, they grew stuff. And the slaves, of course, enhanced their profits. But they didn't have nearly the power of the North. I prove it every way. When you read Killing the Witches, you'll get all of that. So this is just made up gibberish that ABC is pumping out there to you and the New York Times. Oprah Winfrey is behind this too. So finally, here is the criticism of it. Let me get this thing. Okay, quote, taken together, the episodes in this story about racism and inequality animating the entirety of American society. Yet for most of the series, there's very little sense what anyone can do about any of these conditions because the overarching emphasis on slavery as the cause of racism blots out any understanding of the ways that change has occurred over time. And that was printed in the left-wing New Yorker magazine. So we just ignore all of the changes that have happened in American society over the centuries in this foolish propagandist documentary. So there you go. Disney, ABC, it's over. Over for you guys. San Francisco, another city that's over. Hope it comes back someday, but I don't think so. All right, so the convention business is down 86%. 86%. That's the lifeblood of the city. People coming in. Americans aren't going there. Still, the people that go there to San Francisco are from overseas. Okay, that because they don't even know what they're walking into. So now the people who run San Francisco and who have ruined that city are spending $6 million on an ad campaign. Go.
Welcome to the most beautiful city in the world, where it's never the same, but always San Francisco.
San Francisco, I'm coming home again, never to roam.
Terrible song. And did you notice how clean it was and everything? Let's throw up a couple of shots of reality, okay? So San Francisco is overrun by drug addicts. And the reason is that they give the drug addicts cash, all right? I think it's $800 a month. That anybody who goes to San Francisco can sign up. You show up and they give you $800. You go buy your fentanyl and heroin and methamphetamine and cocaine. And you don't have to work. They can't work because they're stoned all the time. So they live on the streets. They're homeless. They commit crimes. The highest break-in of cars in the country, San Francisco. They're on the streets. You know all this. And these pictures that you are seeing prove it. And it is horrible. It is one of the worst urban situations in the world, not just in this country. And it is because of the progressive leadership of San Francisco. That's who allows this. So the city is destroyed. The people who live there are all impacted negatively. Children can't even go outside and walk to school. That's how bad this is. Yet they spend $6 million on some stupid commercial with a terrible song. Look at how clean it is. Oh, come on. And those listening on the radio, all you got to do is go to BillO'Reilly.com. We'll show you the pictures of San Francisco, which are just devastating. All right. From dumb, we go to smart life, all right? San Francisco, those people are stone cold stupid running that city. Smart life. Now, there is a website, and we'd like to give you this to save you money. It's called going.com. That's easy, right? Going.com. Now, this website tracks the cost of airline tickets, which are through the roof. If you try to book summer travel, you know that. So they track it. And you could go there, you give them your email address, you got to do that. And you get on and you put in what airport you want to fly out of. And then they give you updates about fares to 99 places, I think. And if the fares go down or up, you know. All right, it's pretty good. Pretty good. So travel agents have gone out of business because the airlines don't pay them any money anymore. So you can't get a travel agent. It's very hard, but this website is helping out. Going.com. We'll save you some money. Stay in history. June 1st, 1926, Marilyn Monroe is born in Los Angeles. It's a very tragic story here. 97 years ago, she is born Norma Jean Mortensen. All right. Did not know her father. Father split. Mother was mentally ill, okay? She was put in an asylum, and little Marilyn went to 12 successive foster homes. Can you imagine? You're a little kid. You don't have any parents, and you got to go to 12 foster homes. So, very good-looking woman, obviously, and she becomes a model in L.A. 20th Century Fox sees her pictures and hires her to a short-term movie contract. She appears in a film called Asphalt Jungle and makes an impression. Then her film career grows. Roll the tape.
I can't trust myself. I have this thing about saxophone players, especially tenor sax.
Really?
I don't know what it is, but they just curdle me. All they have to do is play 8 bars or Come to Me, My Melancholy Baby. And my spine turns to custard. I get goose pimply all over. And I come to them.
That's how?
Every time.
You know, I play tennis, eh?
But you're a girl, thank goodness.
Yeah.
That's why I joined this band. Safety first.
She made 23 movies and grossed more than $200 million, was the most popular actress, can I say that these days, in the world, by far. Then she made a big mistake. She got involved with John F. Kennedy, President of the United States. We chronicle this in Killing Kennedy, okay? And this was very bad, all right? And the same year that she came out publicly and sang happy birthday to Kennedy, JFK, at Madison Square Garden, she died. And she was 36 years old. But she, at 36, was wasted, debilitated, because she was addicted to barbiturates and drank heavily. So she was found dead. Coroner ruled it a possible suicide. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories. We looked into this. We investigated this very, very heavily for Killing Kennedy, okay? And I don't know whether she intentionally killed herself, but she took a load of sleeping pills, and she was drinking. Lights out. Anyway, I feel very sorry for Marilyn Monroe, and I wanted to bring it to your attention that she was born 97 years ago today. I'm back with mail, and a final thought about me and lifeguards in America. Okay, let us go. I got so many pieces of paper here, you wouldn't believe it. Let's go to the mail, right? Shirley Robinson, concierge member, Deltona, Florida. Bill, I've read articles in a Wall Street Journal regarding the debt ceiling. My son advises me that Republicans are cutting Social Security. Can you put your son in the corner? I mean, nobody's cutting Social Security, Shirley. Eventually, they'll up the age, but not for people who are on it now. So, a lot of propaganda. Mark Welsh, Garden City, Kansas. Bill, you're wrong. Congress has one option to deal with Christopher Wray. They can first find him in contempt, then order the sergeant of arms to take him into custody, and sit him in a cell until he complies with the subpoena. No. Mark. So if you go to a website, this is the, and I researched this for you, Mark, because I love you. Findlaw.com. FINDLAW, one word, findlaw.com. They explain that there is no enforcement power within the House of Representatives. Okay? Can't, the Sergeant of Arms can't do anything outside the Capitol grounds. Nothing. Can't put you in a cell. He can detain you if you're on the grounds doing something bad, but he can't go to the FBI office and haul Christopher Wray out. I don't know where this stuff comes from. But anyway, findlaw.com's big explanation of that. George, concierge member, I see a parallel between the FBI's refusal to turn over evidence in the Biden case and the 2020 election. I don't know if that's a valid comparison. It's corruption. There was corruption in the 20 election, no doubt about it. But I don't see it being parallel. Joe Diacomo, Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I find it ironic that Los Angeles has a Catholic name, meaning Our Lady of the Angels, and Sacramento is derived from the word sacrament. Well, Los Angeles is the angels, Joe, okay, in Espanol. And that's because the explorers of the California coast were Spanish. And the missionaries that started the culture there were Spanish. So you would assume San Diego, you know, all throughout the state. But a little irony there because they don't like Christians out there very much anymore, do they? Donald Warner from Four Oaks, North Carolina. Hey, Bill, are you going to stop eating at Chick-fil-A? Why would I do that? Just because Chick-fil-A appointed some executive to look at DEI doesn't mean they're going to do anything bad. If they do do something bad, then I'm not going to eat the nuggets. That's what I get in Chick-fil-A. I get the nuggets, and they're good. All right? And the sauce, a little too much sugar, but it's good. Presentation's good. You got to wait online because it's so good that people caught on. But, you know, let's not be crazy about this. Let's watch and see what happens. It's not close to Bud Light or Target or the Dodgers. It's not even close to that. Kathleen, concierge member, Bill, I believe PetSmart is doing the Pride line for gay customers. That is all well and good, but it's simply not something I'm comfortable with. Well, I don't know why it would bother you. I don't care if the gay people want to have a gay dog leash. Doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother Holly the Terror Dog. I think it's... No, I'm not going to even say that. If you're gay and you want to put a gay sweater on your dog, okay. I don't care. Jim Yasko, another concierge member. It's not... I didn't do this on purpose, but the concierge members, you know, they write good letters, and they're in tune to what we do here, and I'll explain that in a moment. Samantha Ponder needs to tell ESPN to pound sand and walk away on her own. Why would you give up a very well-paying job? Yeah, it's ESPN, but ESPN hasn't really come down on Ms. Ponder. I don't think that would be a good move. I think she continues to do her job as a host of an NFL show, and speak her mind. That's what I would do. Kathy, another concierge member. It's amazing. Just finished Killing the Legends. Wow, I'm an amateur musician, so I was fascinated by Elvis's life. And even though the story of John Lennon was interesting, I did not know everything you said about Lennon. I was expecting to struggle through Muhammad Ali because, well, I'm a girl. All right. I never understood the fascination with Ali until I read Killing the Legends. To my amazement, that portion of the book was my favorite part. Killing the Legends, it got the best reviews of any of the Killing books. It's amazing. And if the great summer read. I mean, this is, you can't get a better summer read than this. Okay, Robin Kelsey, Dylan, Montana. Bill, please stay healthy. You're the only person casting the news that makes any sense. I don't want to lose you. Your voice puts me at ease. I'm good, but I'm aggressive. You know, my doctors, I'm proactive because, you know, I'm an old guy now, but I'm good. So thank you very much, Robin. It's very nice of you to think of me that way. So we, as I said at the top of the show, we had a lot of new concierge and premium members. Concierge members direct access to me. If you have a problem in your life, family problem, or you want travel advice or finance. I can't give financial advice and tell you what to buy, what not to buy. I can tell you what I do or am doing. So concierge membership, tremendous Father's Day gift because you get all the gear with it. You get all the Team Noble gear. If you become a concierge member or a premium member, give Dad the membership, a yearly, you get all this free. And everything you buy, you get our atheist bumper sticker, two of them free. Guy got scolded because I said one, you get two. Atheism, nothing there. Okay. Send one to Bill Maher, okay? All right, so we want you to check it out, concierge and premium membership, and also we have good book deals, Killing Legends, Killing the Mob, together, $18. And Killing Crazy Horse and the United States of Trump, together, $18. Can't do better than that. Father's Day coming up, June 18th. Word of the day, do not be a cretin. I use that word, and it stuns the urchins. See, you're being a cretin. C-R-E-T-I-N, easy word, great word. Right back with the final thought. Okay, so we have, here is the final thought of the day. We have a lifeguard shortage all over the country. There are more than 300,000 public pools in the USA that don't have enough lifeguards, according to the American Lifeguard Association. And beaches are having problems too. So this is dangerous. As some of you know, I was a lifeguard and I was rummaging through my old stuff and I found this, throw it on up, I'll tell you about it on the radio. This is my water safety instructor card, 1966. I was only 6 years old. I was the youngest lifeguard in human history. That's a jest. Okay, so I got my water safety instructor card to teach swimming because I wasn't making enough money being a lifeguard. That's why I got it. But now the lifeguards are unionized and they're making a lot of money. And come back to me, please. If we don't have them, people are going to die. Not only drown, but you got heart attacks, you got seizures on the beach. And the lifeguards, all the lifeguards I know, and I know a lot of them, are really good and competent. And we need them. You know, I live on the beach, literally. I can handle myself in the water, but most people can't. I mean, that surf out on Easton Long Island, that's serious surf out there. You gotta know what you're doing. So we need those lifeguards. And it's fun, it's a fun job. And the girls like you if you're a guy, if you care about that. They like you, still today. It's not like Baywatch, but it's a really, you learn so much about CPR, about handling emergencies, you're in shape. The only downside is the sun, because I gotta go every 3 months now to get stuff taken off my pale body, because there wasn't any sunblock when I was out of lifeguard and a water safety instructor. We were out there like, oh, this is great, you know? No. So you gotta block it and wear the hat and all that, or you're gonna get in trouble, even if you're Italian or African-American. I mean, his sun is intense. So anyway, we want people, if you're young people and you're watching or listening tonight, you know, get in shape, apply for the lifeguard job. You'll make some good money. You'll have a great summer, and it's a good legacy to have. I wouldn't have traded that experience. I only saved one life in my lifeguard experience, but that life, that kid that I saved, he was going. I got that on my sheet, okay? I saved that kid. And as an adult, that kid tracked me down because his mom told him that I had saved him, and of course, she knew my name. And then when I became famous, he tracked me down. It's an unbelievable story. But I'm sorry that I don't know why there's a lifeguard shortage. It's hard, maybe that's why. And you can't have the machine in the water, maybe that's why, but. Anyway, that is the final thought of the day. Thank you very much for watching and listening on the radio, our 100 affiliates. I carry the No Spin News. New column comes up Sunday noon, and we'll see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.